Next up, we have Dr. Penny Luger from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She'll be presenting on pre- and post-Affordable Care Act participation in insurance and uptake of sexual health services by self- or parentally insured females.
So on behalf of my colleagues, I'm going to present on the long title that Jennifer just said for me. To set the stage for the whys, and I think Philip touched on this a little, I want to talk a little bit about a topic that I'm sure most of you have contemplated. So although it's not strictly limited to the adolescent population, concerns about confidentiality are often cited as a reason why adolescents forego needed STD care. These concerns could be the result of many things, but one of the things that we think of as a primary driver are explanation of benefits, or EOBs. These are statements of the services delivered in a healthcare visit that are given, or sorry, mailed to a health plan policyholder. So for adolescents, for the most part, these health plan policyholders are their parents or caregivers. And these EOBs, although they're created to prevent against fraud and abuse, could in fact inadvertently disclose to a parent or caregiver information that an adolescent might not want them to know, such as the receipt of STD screening. In days past, this concern about inadvertent disclosure sort of fell off at the age of 18, because that's when most adolescents transitioned off of their parents' healthcare plans. So beyond that, adolescents could stay on their parents' plans, but there were often conditions that had to be met. So for example, I was able to stay on my parents' insurance up to age 22, but I had to be enrolled as a full-time student, and I had to provide proof that I was a full-time student each quarter. These conditions weren't standard across healthcare plans, but now we have the ACA, and part of the ACA is this mandate that adolescents and young adults be allowed to stay on their parents' insurance up to age 26, and they don't have to provide any of these additional information. So what were we asking? First, we wanted to see if there was actually an association between passage of the ACA and the way young adults are insured. So are families taking advantage of this provision to have young adults on a parent's health insurance plan? Second, we wanted to explore this question of the possible influence of confidentiality concerns on the receipt of sexual health services. Is there an association between the relationship between the insured and the policyholder? So are they self-insured or insured through their parents, and receipt of reproductive health services and chlamydia testing? To do this, we used the Truven Health Market Scan Commercial Claims and Encounters databases for 2007 through 2014. This data is primarily from large employer-sponsored and some other participating health plans and covers roughly 40 million individuals total. It has enrollment data, including demographic information, outpatient and inpatient service data, such as diagnosis and procedure codes, and outpatient pharmaceutical claims data. We were primarily interested and looking at young women under the age of 26. This population aligns with the HEDIS measure of chlamydia screening, which is used as a quality measure by health plans, and it aligns with screening recommendations offered by the USPSTF and CDC. So in essence, according to guidance, sexually active young women in this age range should be receiving chlamydia screening and possibly will be seeking other reproductive health services. We only included women who had been enrolled in the health plans for at least 330 days. For the chlamydia testing analysis, women were considered to be sexually active if they had a diagnosis, procedure, or prescription code for a pap test, pelvic examination, pregnancy-related service, contraceptive service, infertility-related service, or STD-related service. This aligns with measurement for HEDIS measure of chlamydia screening. We used the following measures. Age. We decided to start at age 18 because it was unlikely that young adults younger than that were self-insured, and it's difficult to detect differences if everyone is doing the same thing. Year, relationship to insured, so are they self-insured or insured through a parent? Did they receive a reproductive health service? This is essentially the same list of services used to determine if a woman was sexually active. And for those who were sexually active, did they receive a chlamydia test? So first up, is there an association between passage of the Affordable Care Act and the way young adults are insured? A little background before we get to our next slide. If we look at the U.S. population, we see that there's not really a lot of fluctuation in absolute population numbers across ages 18 to 25. So if we were to take a market scan size chunk of the population, we could expect to see a similarly relatively even distribution of people in this age range represented in the data set if we could assume that there are no other intervening factors that might affect enrollment, like having to find your own health insurance. We can't make this assumption because we know that there are intervening variables. In this case, we're interested in finding out whether the intervening variable of eligibility to stay on a parent's health insurance might be associated with an increased likelihood of doing exactly that. So what we want to do is pick a comparison point where we have greater certainty that the intervening variable isn't really a factor. In this case, that comparison point is age 18. 18-year-olds shouldn't really have been affected by any changes included in the ACA. In general, they were eligible to be on their parents' insurance prior to the ACA. They continue to be eligible after the ACA. So if we take the raw number of individuals aged 18 and use it as a denominator, we can test this question of whether or not young women ages 19 to 25 are present in the database with the same frequency. If this were true, you'd expect to see a single line. For every one 18-year-old, there'd be one 19-year-old, one 20-year-old, etc. As you can see here, that wasn't the case prior to the enactment of the Affordable Care Act. If we look at 2008, for example, you can see that 22-year-olds fall at about 68%. That means that for every 10 18-year-olds in the database, you'd find only 6.8 22-year-olds. Beginning in 2010 and continuing on to the present, however, you see these lines begin to converge. This means that young women ages 19 to 24, 25, you can see is not following the same pattern, but women ages 19 to 24 went from being underrepresented in the database to being roughly equally represented. Or to look at this from another perspective, yes, young women in the data set were less likely to have insurance through their parents prior to passage of the ACA than after. Here you can see what this looks like. These bars represent the percentage of all young women of these ages who are included in the Market Scan database. So all women who are enrolled in a health plan, who are insured through parents, as opposed to being self-insured. These increases begin to pick up momentum around 2010, when the ACA was passed, and continue to increase steadily. Is there an association between the relationship to insured and receipt of a reproductive health service? The short answer is yes. No matter the age, no matter the year, young women who were insured through their parents were less likely to receive a reproductive health service. These findings were significant by age, time, and age by time. So as you can probably imagine, the tables showing this are massive. So instead of having you squint at them, just a few examples of what this looks like. Here you can see the gap between 20-year-olds who are self-insured versus parentally insured. This gap has narrowed over time, but continues to persist. And here we have age 22. Again, a persistent gap across time. Is there an association between relationship to the insured and receipt of chlamydia screening? Yes. Again, no matter the age, no matter the year, young women who were insured through their parents were less likely to receive a chlamydia test. Findings were significant by age, time, and age by time. So again, a couple of examples. Age 19, rates are low overall. They're under 50%, but lower for women on their parents' insurance. Now recall, this is for women who did receive a reproductive health service. That's how they made it into this category. So these are women who could expect that some sort of sexual health service would appear on their EOB. Again, age 21, a persistent difference. So what can we conclude from this? Well, first are limitations. This isn't a random sample, so it's possible there's bias that could be influencing results. These findings aren't generalizable to all types and sizes of health plans, and we couldn't account for behavioral or other factors that might have contributed to these differences, as that's not the sort of information you usually see in claims databases. We couldn't compare across time for the same individual. Also note, just because women did not receive a service for which there was a claim does not mean that they did not receive the service. They may have received that service elsewhere, like at Phillips Clinic, and chosen not to use their insurance. So despite these limitations, I think the analysis pointed to some pretty interesting findings. There was an uptick in the number of young women insured through their parents following passage of the ACA. Young women who were insured through their parents were less likely to receive a reproductive health service and to be tested for chlamydia compared to young women who were self-insured. We can't say for certain that this was because of a stifling effect of confidentiality concerns, but I think there's a rather compelling inference to be drawn. Given that, mitigating these confidentiality concerns, possibly through suppressing information about sensitive service receipt on EOBs, might increase service receipt among some young women. And thank you. Any questions?